Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Depending on where you are.
It's Monday 2/16/15. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Snow is in... What? Is it something new? Snow? Wow. Rich McFadden's going to have some snow in Washington tomorrow. Jennifer Horn will have no snow. Ken Kessler will have no snow. And Doug Steffen will have no snow. So you'll be a unique character tomorrow. You can tell your stories. I can only tell you right now the reports from the farm. The current temperature is minus 10 degrees. The wind chill factor is 36 below zero. There were 14 to 18 inches of snow in the last 48 hours that fell on top of 6.5 to 7 feet of snow. So now there is in the standing still areas while the wind is blowing things around. My house, we have a video of the farm. And I got to figure out how to get it to you, Kenny.
You sent me one on Friday. That's up on Facebook.
Oh, okay. All right. So there are 32 days until the first day of spring.
Countdown.
Yes, counting them down. So the snow has caused yet again snow days. There has never been in my lifetime, and I've seen a lot of snow and a lot of winters and a lot of storm. Well, actually, I haven't seen a lot of winters there. About half of my life has been there in the wintertime, and I remember digging around, having so much fun in the snow and paying not much attention to what was going on. And my guy Joe told me yesterday that just barely a cart path from the, remember, my farm, the home farm is 1,400 feet off the road. So it's about a four-foot-wide path that has been, well, it was cut out yesterday. It'll have been gone today with the wind chill factor blowing around like that, and the snow was dry. It just piles up again. The both sides of the house have snowbanks up over the roof, so you can't see in the windows. It's dark all the time in the house. The barns are almost inaccessible. But the cows are okay. So what's it like where you are? 888-302-3684. If you are in the weather, how are you maintaining an equilibrium? My equilibrium is established by having moved from that situation to my California situation. But I will tell you, there's some good stalwarts who are there taking care of the animals. It's just made it, it does show to me that trying to do what I've been doing for years and years and years is not, it's just not doable. In circumstances like this, the animals are woefully, they can't protect themselves. They're even if they're in the barn with a 36 degree below zero wind chill factor.
It's freezing.
Everything freezes.
I'm surprised you haven't lost any.
Well, I think we did lose one, but not to the weather. I think there was a problem with one of them. But they get frostbite. The cows' udders are frozen. And so it's been a long haul. I've done a lot of things there, but I will tell you that I'm pretty much at the end of the road when it comes to milking cows and having a store that sells the milk. It just isn't. We couldn't have made it through this circumstance, so I just decided to stop doing it. And this is what a lot of people are facing. A lot of small business people that are running little shops. They can't.
Yeah, when you shut down for a month because of weather, how does it affect your store?
Mm-hmm. Well, it just means that I'm out of business. The store is out of business. And
no, I mean,
your regular little store.
Look at all the whole Northeast.
Right.
You can't. Yeah, right.
I mean, you know, in Boston, if you own a small one-off store or a restaurant or something where you depend on foot traffic,
day-to-day foot traffic,
what do you do when there's 6 feet of snow outside your front door and people can't leave their house to come to you? Or they're not working and making money, so they can't go out and spend it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very serious situation.
I would be very curious to see, not happy to see, but very curious to see what the economic effects of this winter are on your town, on Boston.
Yep. Well, I can tell you what they are on me, and nothing about it is good. 888-302-3684. Okay, so that's the state of the weather. In a moment, the latest ISIS video here on Good Day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morning win.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, 14 after the hour, Monday. Jennifer, Kenny, and Richie and I focusing now on what's going on with the ISIS videos. The facts are the Egyptian military has bombed ISIS targets in Libya after the video is released. You've probably all heard about it now, showing the beheadings of a number of Coptic Christians. So the Egyptians say the airstrikes hit their targets accurately, and they returned safely. Not much. I don't know of any planes that have actually been shot down. They've lost a couple of planes over the region, thus the capture of the pilot that was beheaded. But that wasn't being shot. They weren't being shot down. I think the plane malfunctioned, right? Do they have anti-aircraft? These ISIS people?
They may have some RPG type stuff. But
Right. So the Libyan affiliate of ISIS has killed, you told me, was it 21, the latest count that seems they beheaded?
Yeah, right.
Okay. So we do it. There's talk. The Egyptians have retaliated. The Jordanians have retaliated. So these people are still at it.
When do we start calling them Nazis? I mean, when do we start say that they're, I mean, they're operating a war to cleanse the planet of Western culture and Christianity. So when do we start calling them what they are? These people are not going to be reasoned with. We either need to stop talking about, because I'm sick of it. I don't know about you, Dougie, but I'm sick of talking about all this stuff. Or we need to do something about it.
I want some action.
We either just need to stop talking about it, or we need to do something. It's just ridiculous to throw a few missiles at them and say, well, we're trying. Well, no, we're not. We're really not.
We aren't doing anything.
Do we have the stomach? And that's the thing is, you know, we're so war-weary. Stomach
for what?
There are 20,000 people. You can, if you go in there with the right plan, you can knock these people out. You don't, it's not like
we have
like
all
you're
this firepower. What the hell are we spending $700 billion a year for if we can't use some of that stuff to get rid of these people?
And now you have Egypt saying, oh, wait a minute, we're in this now. United States, come help, please.
Yeah, well, that's what you expect from people that is faced.
But, you know, it's a little bit surprising that these ISIS guys are going after these Jordanians, the Egyptians.
No, it's not. They're moderate. They don't want no moderation tolerated in this.
You know, you would think that they would not want to get all of the close neighbors there into this fight, and that they would just want to provoke us. But they're going after everybody.
No, you know, that's not. They're so sick and so demented that it doesn't make anything or anybody who gets in their way. Look at what happened in Denmark on Saturday, the terrorism that went on there. Mm-hmm. This is a very quiet country. This is not a country that gets involved. They're almost like Switzerland in a manner of speaking.
Yeah,
but over the weekend,
Denmark,
the gunman opened up fire. There was a free speech forum going on. Several people were killed. I guess it was outside of a synagogue, from what I can gather. They shot up the police. So two dead. Apparently the police did get these gunmen. But meanwhile, this is a community. Copenhagen is a very beautiful European country that doesn't do anything. So the guys were ticked off because there was, I think, it wasn't a comic. It was, what was the presentation that made fun of and I don't even think it was Muslim culture. Was it aimed at the essence of what was going on with Al-Qaeda? I never did get a clear picture of what it was that the terrorists...
Saying right now they don't have any information showing that it was inspired by the Charlie Hebdo attacks.
Well,
but that's
anyway.
What people are thinking, but
yeah, right.
They don't have any information yet.
Yep. 888-302-3684. Josh, you have a thought? Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. I am, I want to say I listen to y'all every morning when I go to work, but,
good, thanks.
Yeah, Jennifer, I agree with you totally. I'm a veteran myself. I was over in Iraq, third tour over there, and I know how it feels to now look back on this and seeing, hey, wait a minute, I just fought.
Right.
Get that
you're tired.
And now it's being overran by ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying airstrikes. Well, that's fine on the airstrike part, but we'll never win this war without ground troops.
I have so much respect for what you have done and what you continue to do. And I know people are weary. So what do you think, as someone who's been there, what do you think?
Well,
I mean, do you think you have to send in ground troops? I mean,
I think that is what we need. We need ground troops, combat troops on ground, boots on ground. And that's the only way. Yeah, the airstrikes are working to an extent, but ground troops, we need people there on ground to do like what the Jordanians are doing.
All right, sir, thank you.
They got boots on ground going for it.
Yep, all right, thank you. 888-302-3684, 19 after the hour, and good day.
Beth, wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See riteaid.com/February for details.
Hunting for a used vehicle you can trust? All Honda certified pre-owned vehicles are backed by an outstanding Honda limited warranty that provides coverage of engine and transmission components for up to 7 years or 100,000 miles from the original purchase date. They're even KBB.com's most trusted brand for 3 years running. We think that's pretty trustworthy. Find the right vehicle for you at HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory. Start something special with Honda certified pre-owned vehicles.
Based on 2014 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information. See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
888-302-3684. So Rand Paul is actively looking for ways to run for both the presidency and the Senate.
Gotta love this guy. He's an overachiever.
Awesome. Didn't McCain do that? Who else did
that? It was somebody who did that, and I can't remember who it was.
Yeah.
You have to hedge your bets, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I think, didn't Rand Paul, Paul Ryan run for Congress But I think McCain did the same thing, if I'm not mistaken. Or he wasn't up for re-election. Maybe that was it.
I think Rand Paul is excellent in the Senate. I don't know that I can support him as president, so hey, good for him.
Rand Paul's going to need to change the law in Kentucky because they don't allow that.
Got to change that law there, Rand.
That's easy.
On the Rand wagon.
You're on the Rand wagon? Good to you, Jennifer. Congratulations. Richie, looks like it's 21 after the hour, right?
It is 21 after the hour, Doug.
Good going.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Live from New York, it's Saturday night!
Well, how many people watched the 40th anniversary show for SNL last night? Richie watched it.
Yep.
Kenny was. Kenny and I were emailing back and forth. He was watching it. You say, did you watch the whole thing?
Yes, I did.
And Jennifer, did you watch it?
Oh, I had to tape it, Dougie.
Oh, all right.
We're on West Coast time. We have to get up early.
I watched a little of it, and then I fell asleep. I thought some of it was really. I loved the beginning of it, Frank. I thought the beginning was very entertaining. Not necessarily. Fallon, who I'm not a big fan of, as you know, he was okay. I think he's overexposed, frankly, now at NBC. But Timberlake is always good, no matter what he does. I think that Steve Martin was wonderfully. Was just right. Just right.
Yeah, he's great.
For all of that stuff. I think it was just funny the way they all interacted, frankly. It was a very good combination, at least at the beginning. And I saw a couple of skits and then I fell asleep. So what did you like about it, Richie, and what did you not like about it?
Well, I mean, it's typical Saturday Night Live. Some of it's really funny and some of it's really stupid. Kanye 3.5 minutes when you've got...
he came on stage, that's when I was turned off.
All the 1975, 76, 77 stuff that they didn't show enough of.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. But I will tell you that when Dan Aykroyd dropped that bass into the blender...
My God.
And turned it up live on television. My wife was on the ground. It was hysterical.
Someone said he was wearing like some weird vodka hat. Is that true?
No, he didn't have a hat on.
He didn't have a hat. He had some old used car sports coat.
Yeah, right. He looked like a used car salesman.
Someone was making fun of what he was wearing.
Really? Kenny, what'd you think?
I enjoyed most of it. I for the life of me, I can't understand why Miley Cyrus was there to sing a Paul Simon song when Paul Simon was there.
Yeah, I don't see. That turned me off when she showed up on stage, too. She's a tribute to nothing.
Although, I will say, her version of his song, 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover, wasn't bad.
I thought McCartney and Paul Simon on the stage together was very classic stuff. And
McCartney didn't sound great when he did Maybe I'm Amazed.
Really? I didn't see that, but I thought it just kind of, it made me feel like there was really something here in this.
Well, it was
really
a big department. It was a big to-do. I mean, you looked at that audience, everybody.
It was there.
I mean, Spielberg sitting out there.
Yeah.
Michael Douglas, Seinfeld, everybody.
Let's not forget Donald Trump.
Speaking of Seinfeld, here's Seinfeld spoofing Brian Williams.
Let me get my mouse over there, Dougie. Sorry.
Okay, Reggie. All right. Got it.
So many things about Saturday Night Live that people don't know. Like, for example, I just found out that one of the original cast members in 1975 was Brian Williams. I don't know if that's true, but I've never heard that. It doesn't sound true. It might not be.
Right, here's Michael Douglas complaining to Jerry that he hasn't been on, he didn't come back to SNL.
Michael Douglas.
I was just wondering why I only host the show once. I mean, you know, you got Charles Barkley, he's hosting the show three times, you can't even act. So.
Well, Michael, come on. I mean, you've really had an amazing career.
But I don't need, you know, any information like that. I mean, I'm Hollywood royalty, you know, I'm a sexual icon. So, you know, it'd be nice if they asked.
Well, it would. But in some ways, it's a compliment not to be asked back, because the people that host again and again, they didn't have anything going on. I always thought this number of times hosted thing was kind of sad. It's like a pathetic who's always available competition.
Here's Larry David joking with Seinfeld.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Was I really a writer on Saturday Night Live?
Yes, Larry, you were. You wrote here for one season.
Huh. And look how big that we hit it after that.
Yeah, how about that? I know. We had like the biggest show of all time.
Unbelievable.
Fantastic.
You know, you can never do that now.
No.
The media landscape, such as it is.
Possible. In fact, we had the last two tickets before Disneyland burned down.
It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and David Frum. Coming right up, what can or should government do to parents who irresponsibly don't inoculate their children?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roof. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah! Woo-hoo!
Let's rock this jungle.
Woo-hoo! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
Whoa! Great!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Reagan and David Frum. Most people now agree that all parents should vaccinate their children. But what do we do with parents who won't? Do we tell them, okay, keep your kids at home and homeschool them then?
Vaccines work. People need to have their children vaccinated. There is no demonstrated link between autism and vaccines. There was one study done in 1998 by a doctor who has since discredited. There have since been 40-some-odd studies that have not found any link between autism and vaccines. You can't mandate that people give their children inoculations, but you can make it very difficult for them to refuse. You can make it impossible for their children to go to public schools and, you know, participate in society in many ways.
Yeah. I'd go a little farther than that. I have three children. I don't feel I own any of them. I have authority over them, but that authority has to be exercised for their own good. So I don't buy the argument that the reason we tell parents they have to vaccinate is to protect other people's children. They have to protect their own children. Their children are not property. I actually think not immunizing your child is a form of child neglect. Now, there's some people with very strict religious objections, and if you know you can show a body that you're doing that, then they do have to be, in effect, quarantined.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and David Frum.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
After the hour on the Monday, Doug Steffen Good Day program, 16th of February. So we're halfway through this month. We only have one more Monday in the month, and it'll be Kaputsky. Time's going quickly for all of us. Maybe that's good when you consider the weather situation in the Northeast. Woo-wee! The situation here on deck is Rich McFadden is playing first. Jennifer is on second. Kenny's on third. And I'm at home plate catching.
Who's pitching?
Matter of fact, it seems to me the pitchers and catchers showed up this weekend.
Yeah, this week.
Yeah. Is it this week or was it this
past week? I think they come this week.
This week, right. And the other teams, the rest of the team members show up next week. Hoo-ha. The top 10 talk topics always listed at DougSteffen.com over the weekend. The poll asks you which is most important to you, Y-O-U. 32% of you said the ISIS violence, which is appropriate and perhaps was influenced by the events of the weekend. And everything else trails off quite substantially. 13% number two said the snowy northeast weather was of interest. Let's see. Number three was the Brian Williams case. Number four, the unrest in Ukraine. Number five, Jon Stewart leaving The Daily Show. Presidential prospects in there. The student murders in North Carolina. Bruce Jenner's gender change. 50 Shades of Grey. Anybody see that over the weekend?
I did.
And
oh, yeah. What'd you think?
You want me to give it away?
I
didn't have any expectations because I didn't care.
Right.
My wife did, and she was very disappointed.
Yeah, I've heard it was not anything worthwhile.
But
it'll do well
you,
this weekend, and then it'll trail off.
Yeah, I will tell you, Jen, it's not the story I thought it was. It's more a story of how messed up the guy is and how she fixes him than it is of, like, some control thing over her. So I was a little bit intrigued in that everybody thinks it's this story about abusing women, but really it's a story about how she helps him find himself and fix him.
Oh, nice.
And what happens to her?
She leaves him. She says,
all right, spoiler alert. 888-302-3684. Ray Rice, you remember him?
Yeah.
Former Baltimore Raven, has penned a long apology to the city of Baltimore for the vicious assault on his fiancée, who is now his wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He said, quote, "To all the kids who looked up to me, I'm truly sorry for letting you down, but I hope it's helped you learn that one bad decision can turn your dream into a nightmare." And there are a lot of other things that are in this thing. "No excuse for domestic violence. I apologize for the horrible mistake I made. I hope you can find it in your heart to forgive me, and I hope to make a positive difference in people's lives by raising awareness of the issue." So, he's been reinstated.
This is written by my publicist and 10 lawyers.
Yeah. He did. Did he play at the end of the season?
He did not.
He didn't. Mm-mm. Does he have a team?
He does not.
He does not. Will he get a team, do you think, before
this
next
is why
season?
He's writing this right now.
Ah, okay.
Just to try and...
PR.
It's resurrect
PR,
my
it's a
career.
PR effort to get himself back into... Because nobody wants to touch him.
Uh-huh.
You know, nobody...
Well, we do love a good apology in this country, so maybe somebody will touch him after this,
well,
right?
And that's the right thing
well,
to do.
Who hired Michael Vick? Where is he playing, or where did he play?
He played
he was with
Philly
Atlanta,
again,
and then Philly.
Right.
All right. So if he... got sort of rehabbed. Did he do a mea culpa like Ray Rice?
Yeah, he went to jail.
Yeah, but he went to exactly went to jail for
right.
Yeah, for beating dogs, and this one beats a woman and is fine with it. You know, our priorities. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love dogs, but I guess I love women
oh,
more
he
than
killed
dogs.
Dogs.
Yeah, you know,
right, nothing serious. Okay, so that's that. NASA says that the western half of the United States. I read this in the newspaper on Saturday, and I thought, come on, is this real? Maybe some of you as well read the story, especially if you're in the Southwest, you found it of interest. I was in Phoenix on Saturday morning, and I was looking at the local paper there. But basically it says is that that part of the United States and all the way up through what is now pretty much the Corn Belt will have a mega drought that may last 20, 30, even 40 years. The climate scientists for NASA say if greenhouse gas emissions are not cut back, you will have the dust bowls of the 30s that lasted about 10 years last twice to three times that long. So you know, you look at the large amount of water in the reservoirs out there. You have big lakes. You've got the rivers. What would happen
but the dust
to the water supply?
Caused by... It was caused by overplowing of the fields.
No, it wasn't. It was caused by not having any rain.
No, it was caused by overplowing of the fields.
How much you want to bet?
I'll bet you the PBS documentary that I spent 2 days watching last year on it.
Yeah?
And how the government tried to keep funding all of the farmers.
I was hoping you'd bet them like $20.
Right. Well, they did try to do that, but I'm just saying the circumstances...
The Dust Bowl, what they created is such a dry condition with no roots. Down in the thing, there was just it was.
But there was no
the
rain.
Slope.
There was no rain. So
right.
If there had been roots, it was a combination of both of the fact that the land and that happens all over the place. And now remember what happened in Ohio a couple of years ago when there was no rain and everything dried up. The surface, if it's over, it's not being over tilled. It's really over fertilized. That's what is the problem that most people don't understand about what happens when is some of the circumstances that lead up to these problems of land. Even if you don't want to focus on the dust bowl or the drought, land being over fertilized and not replenished. What people don't get is that fertilizer does not replenish the soil. The stuff that comes, the commercial fertilizers, do not. What does is the natural fertilizers. The manure that comes from various animals, that helps sustain and support the land. But the commercial fertilizers are good for growing what's on the surface of the property, of the land, but it doesn't do anything to the land. It helps what's growing. It doesn't do anything for the land. And the reason you see more and more fertilizers being used, commercial fertilizers on the big farms, is because they continue to find that the value of the land that the crops are growing in is not useless, but certainly is depleted. And so you've got that. And, you know, if the things can't be grown there any longer, that means you can't put a cover crop on it. You'll have another dust bowl. Or worse than that, the ground, as you see in some of the movies sometimes, or read some of the places where there's no sand, no moving, there's no moving surface material, it just all cracks. Wow, the surface just looks like an it looks like the moon or some, you know, other place.
So you ask how NASA might know this. It looks like they examined past wet and dry periods using tree rings going back 1,000 years and compared it to the soil moisture from 17 climate models. And they put it into these supercomputers and did all the data.
Yep. So, as the old word to the wise is sufficient. 21, no, let's make it 19 before the hour here on Good Day.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
17 before the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, time to stop your beautiful hair from falling out, thinning prematurely. Provia is the answer to that problem. Provia is a powerful all-natural hair thinning treatment which contains a unique blend of plant extracts. So when the earth dries up, there won't be any more Provia. Keep that in mind. That's why we should fix the problem, because we would have no more plants to extract the things from that you use to bring your hair back. Here's a lady who writes, Provia truly delivers on its promise. Within weeks, new hair started coming in on my head. No nasty smell. It's not greasy. It's not oily. I just applied it a bit on the thinning area. Use it every other night before bed. It really works. It cleanses the pores on your scalp, so that all the gluck that's accumulated there from the greasy stuff you put on your hair or the shampoos that you've used that were cheap, plugging up the pores so that the follicles can't get through, it cleanses it. And so what you've got, when both ladies and gentlemen, I said that at the beginning and I mean it, both men and women are using this. It's safe for colored hair, treated hair. Results are guaranteed or your money back. So call now and get started. 800-525-8319. It's very convincing, frankly. 800-525-8319. Call and get priority shipping free. It's a good deal. Make sure you mention Doug Steffen when you call. 800-525-8319. 800-525-8319. A lot of problems with those of you who have to fly anywhere. If you're in the Northeast, things are not settled down yet. Yesterday, I was supposed to make a quick turnaround, get here on Saturday, and go back to the East Coast yesterday, but the flights were all canceled, so I just, okay. And one of the things that is so disturbing, I actually sent my experience, I sent an email to the CEO of American Airlines, his name is Doug Parker, because I have his email address. And I told him what a hassle it was. Yesterday, listen to this. Yesterday morning I called to change because I knew the airport was closed in Boston and going to be closed all day.
Oh, geez.
So I called and had asked to have the flight changed. And they started to give me some hassle because they said, well, on our computer, it doesn't show the flight changed. I said, madam, will you stop it? I said it just like that. The airport is closed, and it's going to be closed for 16 to 18 hours. All American was trying to do was whack me for a $200 change fee. So I went very directly to her, and then they stopped arguing with me. But I sent a note to Parker suggesting to him that he stop arguing and making it difficult for people to use the airline because it's demeaning. Frankly, whether they care about it or they don't. But that's the kind of stuff. Why would you want to make life difficult for the people who keep you going? And that's a business circumstance. It doesn't just apply to the airlines. It applies to anybody. Customer
service. Did you check your punctuation and capitalization before you fired off this rant email?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it was perfect. Anyway, I think people need to be speaking up more. People just accept bad service. They just say, and if you're smart,
and it's outside
you go somewhere
of your control.
Else. Yeah, right. I mean, in that circumstance, they were foolish to try to give me a hard time. And I wonder how many other people have had that same circumstance. In Washington, where Richie is, flights were diverted because apparently there was a water break and it screwed up all of the airport's control mechanisms. So,
oh, wow.
You didn't know that?
I didn't hear about that, no.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yesterday morning, after they worked on it for a number of hours, 23 hours, I think, it's a busy airport. Dulles is a busy airport, so that helped to mess up things on the East Coast. Thousands of flights canceled yesterday and today. Speaking of flying, looks like the rules have been released to open up the era of drones. So drones can now be used to monitor crops, to take pictures, to inspect roadways and bridges, a lot of other things as well.
Cell towers, mapping, yeah. Stuff like that, farm
right.
Stuff.
So how does it get in the way of regular aircraft?
Well, some of the rules that they're saying is they cannot be flown at nighttime. The operator has to always have visual contact with the drone. You cannot fly it within 5 miles of an airport, and it cannot go over 500 feet.
Hmm. Well, there you go. I wonder.
Commercial operators are going to have to take, you're going to love this, an FAA-administered knowledge test and pass a TSA security check to fly the small drones. And these are drones up to 55 pounds.
That's effective. Getting the TSA involved is very effective.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Very
effective.
I need something to do.
But if you're a hobbyist, this is just for commercial operators. If you're a hobbyist, go out and have fun. You still can't be within 5 miles of an airport or over 500 feet, but just go out and have
fun. We should use the drones over the ISIS area.
Oh, trust me, there are drones.
We are.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we do.
All right, 12 before the hour on Good Day.
Nothing is more important than your family security. But ask yourself, if you died today, would your family be able to keep their home? Will your children get a college education? If the needle points towards no, you need to protect your family with life insurance. You can make up for your lost income, fund your child's education, pay a mortgage, taxes, and more. Learn about life insurance. Get your consumer protection guide free from the Center for Sound Consumer Advice. Still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America, where since 2004, there has never been a fee or charge of any kind to consumers. And best of all, never ever one complaint. Call today for your free life insurance guide. 800-819-6545. That's 800-819-6545. Call today for your free life insurance guide. Again, that's 800-819-6545.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges? My chances of winning the lottery and toner.
Guaranteed. No way guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Make on budget happen. Make best prices happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples. Get an Asus X205 laptop for only $149, powered by Intel.
Offer ends 2/21/15 in-store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Yesterday I went down to Long Beach And I decided when I was coming back to drive over the bridge that many people see, which is basically when you drive over it, you can get an overview of the port. There are ships there. There are those boxes on the ships that haven't come off. Car shortages looming. The labor dispute continues, interrupting all the work on the West Coast. Because all of the Asian car makers send their cars to Long Beach. So, situation is, it's not just the Asian cars, but
it's affecting
Honda especially badly. So if you're driving a Honda, you know, hold on to it. Well, maybe you can sell it as a used Honda. Maybe it's worth more money. Can't get the new one. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now, Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Richie and Kenny and Jennifer and I now into Tech Talk time. A number of different things that will be worthy of your attention, I'm guessing, starting with our daily report from Shelley Palmer, who will talk to you about some of the tips that will help you clear up text messages, freeing up space, and keeping the ones you need. Doesn't sound that complicated. Let's follow up on that in a moment here on Good Day.
Don't miss Sprint's Cut Your Bill in Half event. Just bring your Verizon or AT&T bill and turn in your old phone, and we'll cut your rate plan in half. So if you're paying $260 a month for your family's four lines with Verizon, we'll cut it to $130. Or if you're paying $80 for yourself, we'll cut it to $40. Plus, we'll give you unlimited talk and text in the U.S. and match your data all on the Sprint network. The Cut Your Bill in Half event at Sprint. Bring us your Verizon or AT&T bill and turn in your old phone, and we'll cut your rate plan in half. Visit us at Sprint.com/half price or go to a Sprint store today.
Limited time offer available when you choose a leasing option or Sprint Easy Pay, subject to credit and valid consumer report. Discount applied to monthly voice, text, and data charges with a minimum $10 monthly rate charge. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-ons, apps, premium content, international services, additional lines, and device charges. Other plans may receive prioritized bandwidth availability. To improve data experience for the majority of users, throughput may be limited, varied, or reduced on the network. Max of 10 lines per account. No cash back. Third-party marks are property of their respective owners. Restrictions apply.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, you may not think that your text messages eat up a lot of your phone storage space, but if you send a lot of pictures and emojis to your friends, your phone storage may be taking more of a hit than you think. Luckily, you can easily get rid of old messages automatically on both iOS and Android. The default apps on iOS and Android don't let you make exceptions, so make sure you back up important messages before you clear out your phone. All set? Here's what you do. On iOS, head into Settings, tap Messages, then tap Keep Messages. Here, you can tell your phone how long you want to save messages for, 30 days, 1 year, or forever. The menu is brand new to iOS 8 and a quick way to manage storage on your iOS device. If you're on Android, head into the Settings screen in Hangouts, then choose SMS. Check the box marked Delete Old Messages to make the app automatically clear out old texts and free up space on your phone. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
For Doug Steffens, good day. You're Doug Steffens.
Oh, I thought we had a commercial after that.
We did not. I told you that.
Yeah.
Well, I was not here. That's why I told you. I said I left. I had to do
something. Doug, did you hear about this hacking ring that's stealing up to $1 billion from banks around the world?
No.
They say it's one of the biggest banking breaches ever.
Say that 100 times.
I know. No
kidding. Banking breaches, banking breaches, banking breaches.
And what I thought was interesting about this is that one of the firms, the cybersecurity firm that helped discover this was a Russian cybersecurity firm called Kaspersky Lab. But they
Kaspersky is a big, that's a big search engine, isn't it, Kenny? Kaspersky?
It's a, yeah, I think so.
Kaspersky Lab.
Yeah, no, that's a big search of it. They're headquartered, their American headquarters in San Francisco. That much I know.
They say the hackers have been active since at least the end of 2013 and have infiltrated more than 100 banks in 30 countries.
Ah, perfect.
$1 billion.
We were just talking about the new FAA rules for drones. Amazon says it is still committed to delivering products by drone, even though these new rules we were talking about don't really fit what they want to use them for. The rules won't allow Prime Air to operate. Prime Air is what it's the name of the Amazon program for drone delivery.
Because you have to maintain visual contact at all times.
Right, right. Yeah, and they're not going to be able to do
that. And let me tell you, the other hang up here is battery life of one of these drones.
That's the White House.
Yeah.
About that.
It's, you know, you get 12, 13, 14 minutes out of a battery on one of these things. And
really? That's it?
That's all.
How long does your father's battery last, Jennifer?
That's a personal question. Like, I know. You know, I don't know. I don't know. I'll have to ask him. I mean, it seemed very long. How are you doing?
The only thing that was funny is Kenny was saying he was checking the social media on this, and people were joking about how it'd be like a fair game, where it's like, ding, what did I win? Uh-huh. Shoot one down out of the sky, and you get your Amazon package or a pizza.
The fellow who is pretty much known as the father of the Internet says that he's worried that all the images and documents that we've been saving on computers will eventually be lost. His name is Vint Cerf. Story at DougSteffen.com today. He's a vice president at Google. Believes that this could occur as hardware and software becomes obsolete. Says the future generations will have no record of the 21st century as we enter what he describes as the digital dark age. That's an interesting sort of chilling reality.
Just like when you have old 8mm movies laying around, you have to convert it over to something, and that's what we'll do in the future.
All right, so you want that story, get the whole story at DougSteffen.com. The story for this hour is that it's over, 59 after the hour, Monday, snow.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who
Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.